Here we go. Welcome back. Chatter for Change.
Absolutely.
We got some of the old crew back today, some of the OGs.
That's what I'd call us, yeah.
Yeah. OGs. Old heads, OGs.
Yep.
Season one dudes.
Yeah.
Founders.
The founders, I like that.
Yeah. That's us.
Yep. That's me, Tyler Krakendahl. I was.
I'm Gabriel. I'll be here today as well.
Yep. My name's Preston.
Yeah. So we have completed our first semester.
This is true.
At a university. And we're back on Christmas break, just running back the podcast. Going to talk about college and some stuff that's been going on, how it's been, stuff that's been going on around here, maybe.
Absolutely. I do want to say first, though, how was your guys' Christmas break? You know, I know I've been with Preston just late night a lot, but, you know, I would like to hear, you know, how was your Christmas, you know? You guys have a good one?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been weird. Like, the first week or two, it felt like so long, right?
Mm.
But everything else felt like it's been 5 minutes. And I don't know if it was because I was home and I wasn't, like, doing a lot of stuff, like, during the day.
Sure, yeah.
I think that may be the difference. And then, like, once we got closer to Christmas, we were doing more stuff, and then New Year's and all that. I don't know. It was fun. It was just kind of odd. Like, I don't remember Christmas break having that kind of shift.
Yeah, maybe it's just, like, a pace change.
Yeah.
That, like, once it slowed down, maybe it's just, like, felt like a lot longer.
Yeah, I think that's really what it was. How was your Christmas break, Tyler?
Yeah, it was good. It was, like y'all said, it was a change compared to previous Christmas breaks coming home from high school or community college or whatever. But I enjoyed it after being in Murray for months and just going to classes and constantly being on campus and in the city. It's nice to come home and work and just get back to the normal routine. You know, hunt, do whatever it is. But yeah, it's been a good Christmas break so far. Good Christmas, good New Year's. Nearing the end. Got about a week left.
It's true.
So
one more week. It's back to the grind.
Yeah.
Back to the grind.
I think I had a good Christmas as well. We really just took it easy, I guess Christmas Day, you know.
Yeah.
Just had a good time, you know, just, you know, spending time with family.
That's what it's all about.
That's what they say, yeah.
Not all about.
That, you know. This is true, yeah.
You gotta catch yourself there.
Thank you. I do appreciate that, yeah. 100%.
I'm kind of talking about myself. But,
Sorry, go ahead, if you want to.
Let's revert back to this last semester at Murray and how it's going for each of us and how we've been doing up there.
I think it'd be cool to start off maybe just like, what's one thing that you've learned? Maybe like, I don't want to be general, but like, you know, maybe like time management or something like that. Like, what do you think is a good life lesson that you've learned while in college? If you guys don't have one, I guess I can start with mine.
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. I think personally for myself, one thing that I've learned, you know, just while being at college is I think about weighing like priorities, I think.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, at first it was just, you know, I focused too much on just getting like one reading done that I put too much effort into it so that I wasn't able, you know, further down the semester to keep up with that sort of depth into my studies, where it's just as overloading me, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And just kind of weighing priorities between school, you know, of course, responsibilities that you have, whether it be, you know, cleaning dorm, apartment, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And spending time with others, you know? I think it's been a good lesson that I'm learning. I guess I shouldn't say I've learned it yet. Because it's not easy, but
right.
I think I've been learning it.
I know every time I went into your dorm room this semester, it was very clean.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. That priority is nice and high there. So.
Yeah, yeah. My might have to take it down a notch so I can
there
spend
you
more
go.
Time.
Now sitting. We're talking. Yeah. You need to be able to see everything on the floor.
Look, we know people that are like that. We know, I'm not going to point any names. There's a couple people that we know down there. Like, you have one walkway to the bathroom and then the beds, and then the rest is just stuff on the floor.
I think it's best said stuff. Yeah. Like, cause it's, you know,
it's random. It's like, it could be like bags of clothes or a keyboard. Like it, I feel like it honestly changed could be every time I went into that room. It was so odd. Like, I don't like, personally, that would drive me insane. Like, I have to clean, like, with Grant and I, we're living together, right?
Right, right.
Like, we would dirty up the room, and then we would clean it. Like, it was like a two-day cycle. We would get stuff out. I bet we'd have to change out the trash at least 3 times a week if we did it right.
Wow.
Yeah like, it... You
just fill up.
I guess we're just trashy people, but... It was just so crazy that it was almost like you had a day, you clean, and the day after that, stuff started getting dirty, and then like towards the end of the day after that, it's like, okay, it's got to get cleaned again.
Yeah, I understand that. I take more of like a leave no trace approach, you know, as you go.
Yeah.
Definitely slows down the process. Still have to do like a clean every now and again, you know, but pretty often, but helps me out, you know?
Right, yeah.
Well, coming to my life lesson.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll go with, let's see here. I would say not necessarily getting your priorities straight, but I'd say more time management.
That makes sense, yeah.
Just, like, I know what I need to do. But let's do it, and let's do it during the, you know, get it done.
I think you did a very good job about procrastination.
Yeah.
Call it procrastination.
Yeah. No. Y'all see what I'm getting at here.
Yeah. I'm catching your drift, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think I improved on it this semester. It's a lesson I learned. So.
I mean, and you definitely did a good job. You knew when to say no.
Right.
And when to just, I mean.
Because that's a hard thing to do. Like, especially when you're first down there, like your first semester, you want to do everything, right? And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, crap, I've got a project due, like in 2 hours. So I think
we did get it done. We got everything. Just make sure we say that right now. All the work we did get done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, granted, it's not optimal to churn something out in 2 to 3 hours because you're not necessarily putting your best foot forward. But I think it is important. Sometimes you just have to learn by mistake, right? Mm-hmm. Learning how to balance, like, for example, playing golf. There was a golf course, you know, right down the road from campus, so we go to every now and then. And then you have to learn, okay, like, you're going to have to learn, like, how long stuff is going to take. Like, especially with me, I had to write a lot of papers because I'm in the history department. So I had to, like, take note of how long it would take to read stuff and then write stuff. That way I could kind of plan my day out in a sense, at least like after class. That way I knew if anybody wanted to do something, I could have a certain amount of time and then, you know, work on stuff before or after.
Yeah, that's fair. I definitely understand that. I mean, this semester starting off, I was more like, I guess what you call like a yes man, quote unquote yes man. You know, say yes to hanging out with anyone, you know. I'd be down for whatever. And
That's the first person I called on my contacts, Frisco.
I'm sure that's true.
Sometimes I got a call. There was a couple scenarios. I got a call from Frisco, going back to this whole time management thing, asking for motivation. He said he'll call me up. He'll be like, "Look, I got class in 3 hours. I got this due at 11:59 p.m. Like, I need some motivation here."
It's true.
That did happen.
That's what I'm talking about, weighing priorities. I have to really, you know, that's something I'm working on, just being able to stop what I'm doing, you know.
Yeah.
Know that for the next, you know, 2 days, I'll be, like, working really hard. But then after that, I'll be good, you know.
I will say, though, there was a couple times, or one time in particular, Frisco just psyched himself up, pumped himself up, and he went on a straight, had to be 36-hour grind, just constantly doing stuff. I mean, I saw him a couple times during that time period, and he was in library or in his little study room on his dorm floor just going hard.
It's just something you got to weigh, you know. I've been trying to get good at it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really really trying to say when to say yes, when to say no, you know, and just trying to, you know, just of course do things that you're supposed to.
Right.
I mean, I know this semester we've had a good circle of friends that, I mean, like some have carried over, you know, from high school.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Met some new people.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we've done a very good job at, you know, I guess kind of sticking to, I don't know what the right phrase is.
Chatter for change values we hold here on this podcast.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good, clean fun.
Right. I mean, I think one of the things I'm going to miss, because unfortunately I heard it's closing, we went to the theater downtown to watch the new Venom movie. And like, I really should have kept track of how many times we would make a run to Cookout, either to get, like, we would carpool together and we would either get, usually it was ice cream, but sometimes, you know, we'd get food.
Yeah.
But it's little stuff like that, you know, just hanging out and catching up, like what happened that day, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That I really enjoyed this semester.
Yeah. I'd say, maybe one of my favorite thing from this semester was just playing just the competitive sports.
Yeah.
Like, you got the wellness center that has three basketball courts, two racquetball courts, and you got tennis courts. So we played tennis, pickleball, racquetball, basketball.
Right.
We all played IM football.
Yep.
Other IM stuff, weekend tournaments.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the competitive aspect of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say for myself, it wasn't really the competitive aspect. I just really liked playing the random sports.
Yeah.
That I personally never thought I'd play. Yeah. I've played more sports this semester than I have in a while.
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I never thought I would get offered from Frisco to play racquetball at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning, whatever time it was.
Hey, all about allotting that time.
Like, yeah.
It goes back to what I was saying, you know? Yeah. Make time, you know, to really, you know, just enjoy yourself and be able to get everything you want to get done in the day, you know?
Right.
Absolutely.
And I do think it is, part of it is just, you know, choosing different things and finding different things that are also fun, but, you know, things that aren't, I guess, dishonest or things that, you know, that would be harmful to yourself.
Right. You know? Now, I will admit this is kind of just this may just be a me thing, but sometimes we had a little strip mall like right in front of Campus Expand. Like, we have a Marshalls now and a Five Below. I have went to Five Below an unhealthy amount of times and I've spent an unhealthy amount of $5 in there. Like, the week it opened, I went in there cause like, we don't have a Five Below around here. That's at least within 30 to 40 minutes of drive time. Yeah. Right. So I bet the first time I went in there, I found $50 worth of stuff I could have gotten in between the snacks. I will admit, I did get a Cincinnati Bengals poster. I'm a big Bengals fan. Whenever I saw that box of posters, they only had Bengals. They didn't have any other NFL posters, which I found weird because we were like near St. Louis.
Right, yeah.
And like, I figured maybe we'd have some Colt stuff or some Tennessee stuff at least, because of how, I don't know. I'm not in charge of marketing for Murray's Five Below, but I was so glad I found that poster.
That's where you got it.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. I'm telling you, I might have to get that framed one day. Take it off the command strips, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
But, become like somebody else we know up there. Dorm room, whole side of the dorm just full of posters.
Dude, my floors, RA and Heart, is just like that, except it's not sports stuff. It's like anime and other TV shows. It looks really cool put together. But some of the shows I never heard of, and it's like, whoa. Like, whenever you first go in there for the first time, he even has a pirate flag over his closet.
That's kind of amazing.
Like, it's little things like that that make me wish I was more of a 5-year-old. Like, it was, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like walking into a treehouse. Now, before we continue, Caitlin was not able to be here. She really wanted to be here, but she did give me a message to play real quick.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. All right.
This is a message from Caitlin Hensley.
Hey, y'all. I just thought I'd pop in on the podcast and let you guess what Reese did at school today. He did not drugs, but he did throw pebbles in the lake. So you might want to go check on pebbles. See ya.
We appreciate that message. That's a good one.
Yeah. That brings back a lot of good memories of doing those sketches.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, good old days.
Yeah.
You know, this brings back good memories, you know, doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I spent a lot of Friday mornings here.
Yeah.
So senior here.
Yeah. That's for sure. You did. You spent more than any of us doing.
Yeah, you were here for every single one, weren't you?
Yeah, almost.
Like, I mean, it's crazy to think how dedicated you were to this and how good you are, like, with the tech and stuff. Because I have no idea how you do that. But, I mean, it's so crazy to think how far we've literally gone in a year.
It's like, true.
And how much has happened in a year, because it doesn't feel like it's been a year. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy to look back and think about where we've gone and everything we've done and
yeah,
the progress we've made into getting into our career fields, right?
Mm-hmm. So I guess keeping that same idea, you know, it's a new year, new us, hopefully, you know.
2022. Yeah.
And so, you know, either this could be, you know, for the year 2021 or just last semester, what would be one thing that you'd like to improve yourself on? You know, it could be academically if you just want to stick to that. Just something that you think, you know, I didn't do too hot this, you know, and I'd like to do better, you know? I know it's a curveball I'm throwing here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different things you can go with this, you know. It's the goal.
I would say sticking to a schedule, because obviously it was fun to, you know, to just, you know, get a group together and go to cookout or something, right? Mm-hmm. But looking back on it, there was stuff I wanted to do in my day every day that I really didn't do. Like, one of the things that I really wanted to do was go to the wellness center and work out 3 times a week. That did not happen. Like, I would run once every week or two, but I really didn't do what I wanted to do. Like, I think one thing I'm going to do this semester is more, like, plan out my days by the hour, like, more liberally.
I got
like, kind of, as cheesy as it, I never would have thought I would have ever said this, but I miss, like, the, I guess I would say the structure of knowing what I'm going to do when, to an extent.
Sure.
So, I think, especially during the week. Like, weekends, I don't care, other than going to church.
Yeah.
But I think Monday through Friday, I'm probably going to plan out, like, okay, after class, I have from 11:30 to 12:30 to get something for lunch. And then, you know what I'm getting at. Like, like, my days will be planned out by the hour more so than they were last semester.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I think for myself, one thing that I'd like to do better is, or improve upon, is self-motivation.
Yeah.
That has been a big problem for me this semester. I'm going to just try and work on it, you know. I've kind of taken what your idea is saying, like going by the hour. I've scheduled my classes to where it's like I have nothing to do except for study, because I have classes before and after it.
Oh, so you've got like a little bit of a gap between classes.
I purposely put a gap for studying, which is, you know, it's like not enough to do other things, but it's enough to
right. say. See, I had that way this semester. I wasn't the biggest fan in the world about it. So I kind of went the opposite direction. I'm going to have classes, because at least with my history classes, they're in the same building. In fact, you in the same room, 505.
Wow.
So they're at least Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I will have two, maybe three classes in the same room back to back to back.
Wow.
So in theory, I could get up, like one class is over, walk, go to the bathroom, get a bottle of Pepsi or something out of the machine, and then come back and like, okay, next class. Like,
that's a good stat. Yeah.
It's like I can just, you know, knock one out of the other, and then I have the rest of the day to kind of, you know, work on everything and do what I want to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just to think it's a thing of like, you know, everyone has their personal structure that they like to work with, you know? Like,
yeah.
I guess there's not a simple answer to.
No, it's, you got to do what's best for you, right? Yeah. I mean, that break is going to help you and me just, you know, having. I guess I would say, you know, just not blowing through a day, but, you know, having that stacked structure, you know?
Yeah. Definitely over time. But just talking about that thing of motivation, you know, like Tyler was saying earlier in the episode, you know, just I had to call him up for motivation because I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
I'm really, you know, going to try and work on it. If you guys have any tips, you know. Be much appreciated. I don't know. It's just, I think it's just weighing it, you know. I just have to get this done. And I hope, you know, by allotting, you know, like I have to study these hours, you know, hopefully it won't, you know, what's the right word? Accumulate.
Right. Just
like
yeah.
Just a whole, like, load of stuff that I have to do. And then it's, like, hard to motivate yourself to do it.
Right.
It's my hope.
Well, I will admit, having the classes that aren't necessarily in your pathway, like, for example, I had to take geography, not a geography major, right? But I kind of I have to take it. It was very hard to get motivation for that because, like, in my brain's saying, like, oh, it doesn't matter, this class, it's not like, you know, this class is going to matter, you don't need to know about geography. But at the same time, you got to think, you got to kind of, like, spin it to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You got to think, okay, if I get this certain amount of grade, that's going to raise my GPA, that's going to mean more scholarship money, that's going to mean less money that's going to have to come out of my pocket or my family's pocket. I will admit, whenever I got my scholarships going into the fall, I was thinking, okay, what can this cover, and what can I, like, how much work can I put in to cover more?
I gotcha.
That's kind of the mindset I've had. Obviously, you're working towards your career, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of one of the added bonuses because money talks, right? So that's definitely one of the big motivators, just if I can keep more money in my pocket and make Murray pay for my education in a sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
So the thing that I would like to improve on is spending time in the Word daily.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's mine. Because, you know, I did really good for a majority of the semester, the ending part of it, just daily time in the Word and, you know, staying in prayer. And that makes life easier, especially at college when, you know, there's everything to do and, you know, there's not really any structure other than classes.
Yeah, right. You don't have a poster to tell you what to do.
Exactly.
And it's easy to get lost in all of the new.
But, I mean, I remember on the camera trip we had that you spent some time in the Word there.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you did a really good job.
Yeah.
I think that
was something we can elaborate on that camping trip. That was pretty fun.
That was a fun trip.
Yeah, me and Frisco went down to LVL and did a 2-night hike, and he stayed in a tent. I stayed in my little hammock.
Nice.
Rained on us first night.
Oh my gosh, it rained.
Cooked bacon on sticks.
I have to say, that was the best bacon I've had in a long time.
That's awesome.
It was really good. I don't know if I don't know if you can agree with that, but I really liked that bacon that I cooked.
It was really good bacon.
But I do have to say, just another side note to this. Actually, for Christmas, my parents accidentally got me too many sleeping bags. So I have three now.
Whoa.
I have three sleeping bags.
Staying nice and toasty.
No, it's not just for myself.
About to say in the middle of winter, you just layer up them sleeping it's bags,
like
those, huh?
Russian dolls that you can like take layers out of until you have a tiny little one in the middle. It's not gonna be like that. I was gonna say that other people can use them, you know, because two of them are rated.
Oh yeah, that makes
two of them
more
are
sense.
Rated for like 40 degrees, and one's rated for like 20.
Right. So we'll take them out in the 30 degree weather, and you take the 20. Maybe they can layer up the 240s.
Yeah. They can be layered. Yeah. Not me. No. But you have to say, you know.
Wait. Hold on. If we had a blanket on top of these sleeping bags, how much degrees would that cover? Would that cover
you're right. That would
like
help.
5 to 10? Like,
oh yeah, covering over is really what you want, because if it's underneath, a lot of times it gets compressed and then you're losing all that heat, you know.
Right, yeah. Figure we might churn out a formula for how many sleeping bags and blankets to use depending on the temperature. Yeah.
I mean,
Excel, right? I'm sure we can make a spreadsheet for that.
Oh, that can be done.
Spreadsheet for sure. Yeah.
Go brand by brand. I mean, yeah. we can help a lot of people out there.
It's true.
Absolutely.
I mean, I also got a 10 as well, I was going to say.
Ooh.
So, I mean, camping's definitely possible.
Is your tent, what's it rated for? A two-person tent?
Now, I'll be able... I mean, I just want to say this, is that, you know, it says on there that it's a 1 to 2 person tent.
Okay.
My parents bought it as a 1 person tent. However, yeah. I think if you wanted to, you can squeeze another person in there.
Yes.
That's very possible.
I believe so.
You know, yeah. it's fairly light.
Right. I gotcha.
I mean, and it's pretty high off the ground too. I mean, it raises up, so you can do some stacking in there if need be.
Oh yeah, it's arched, yeah. So you just layer it up. I don't like stacking logs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Lincoln logs.
We'll make Ryan the top layer whenever his feet and head are touching both ends. That's when we'll know to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time, you know. Get a lot of free time, like you said, you know, spend time in the Word.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity, you know, to get out, you know, of just the routine college.
Yeah.
Spend time in nature.
Yeah. I hope to do it more this next semester.
Yeah. But I was just going to say, I can't underestimate how nice it's been to see a lot of people that, you know, didn't go down to Murray with us, like Caitlin. Like, I'll admit, we didn't really get to, you know, talk to each other as much as I would have hoped, but it was really nice earlier today to record an episode, and, you know, it reminded me a lot of where we were a year ago, right?
Mm.
It was almost like... It just brought back a lot of good memories, and I don't think I can underestimate how much of a character is. If anybody that's listened to this for a while knows how energetic Caitlin is, and I mean, even the fact that she wasn't able to make this and sent in something says a lot to me about, you know, just how energetic and passionate she is about this. Mm-hmm. And it's been nice to work with her, and oddly enough, I would have never admitted this at the start of August, but my brother knows how to drive me crazy at home. Like in a good way, how brothers do. I would have never guessed I would have missed him as much as I did whenever I left. Like, obviously it's been fun, you know, sharing a dorm room with Grant, but it's not the same as sharing a house with your brother.
This is true.
Like, you know, we do a lot of stuff together, and that's one thing I really tried to do while I've been home, is do a lot of stuff with him, because I'll admit, Murray has made the time that I spend with the people and my family here a lot more precious, because there's just nowhere near as much of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But yeah, I think it's good what you touched on there. I mean, I know, you know, I've had similar experiences. Except my brother left first, and then I was second. But
Yeah, I will admit that's pretty cool that you get you and your brother are on the same campus in a sense.
Is this true? Yeah, it is very. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun. I know. Or sorry, just a little tad note before you finish. Say I did play a lot of racquetball with my brother that semester.
Yeah, that's who wouldn't awesome. Know? Yeah, the new sports.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to say I hope the year 22 or year 22. I hope that this new year, you know, brings a lot of great joy, not only to this podcast, but, you know, to all our, you know, upcoming semester, you know, finish off the school year strong.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I really have high hopes for 2022, you know, expecting good things, you know. But yeah, I would have to say, as a part of All True Blue, we wish you a happy new year. And, absolutely. You know, it's good talking. Good coming back onto the podcast.
Yeah. Exactly. It was very nice being back on Chatter for Change.
Yeah.
I'm sure this won't be the last. We got more summer and Christmas breaks.
So. Yep. We got more semester breaks for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, do you have to say? It's good. We'll hear from you later, you know.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. Share this if you want to, you know. And we'll,
this was season 2, episode
12.
So, yeah, good episode. Thanks for listening. Tune in to the next one.
Absolutely.